Valvoline Instant Oil Change presents Wisdom from the Road.
Summer means wide open spaces and a whole lot of extra miles. The last place you want your engine to give out is halfway to nowhere. Out here, low oil or a weak battery is just an ambush waiting to happen. That's why every oil change at Valvoline Instant Oil Change includes an 18-point maintenance check. These techs are trained to help spot issues early and keep you riding easy. Change wisely.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
This article should have been written, Dear Bert.
Yeah.
That's how it should have started.
And I was never like this until my kids were born. And now I'm just like so sensitive to anything dirty or fecal matter.
Well, you had a little bit of this in you because I think you had this idea before there was a Hollis or a Hayden. The idea that they're talking about in the paper is, and by the way, they have a picture on the front. If you look at the living section, they actually show Bert leaving a public restroom.
Right, with his hazmat suit on, uh-huh, yeah.
On the right. But basically the idea is that people are becoming so germophobic that they are making bathrooms cleaner by making them completely touch-free.
Mm-hmm. We talked about this years ago.
So you know how it started, I think, with the restrooms, the toilets, and then also the urinals in the men's room where when it detects motion in front of it and the motion moves, you know, walks away, it flushes automatically.
Mm-hmm.
Then they put the same things on the seat sinks. So mm-hmm. you run your hand under it 27 times, like using the self-checkout line at the grocery store, and you can never quite get it.
And you got the paper towel thing going on also.
Yep, yeah, right in front of the paper towel. Now they've got their special handles on the doors. There's a picture of it. It's actually brilliant.
Couldn't be happier about this.
Yeah.
Well, where's the picture? There's a picture, Bert, of it's like, shaped like an L. Look at, and that's how you leave the bathroom. Can you see that?
Yeah.
So you lock your arm in it, mm-hmm. and you pull it open that way, so you don't touch it with
so
your
you
hand.
So you never use it with your hand. Okay.
Because the technique right now is, you know, to take a clean paper towel, open the door. When you get the door open, you kind of kick it all the way open, and then you test your basketball skills with the paper towel, or mm-hmm. you return to your table with it.
Right.
So the number, until this is adopted by all restrooms, I would like to suggest that every restroom have a small waste paper basket in the little area, you know, after you've gone out the door, but before you've turned into the restaurant. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So people can just drop their, and the only thing that will go in there will be dry paper towels that people have used to open the door.
Mm-hmm.
So I would recommend that. And then also, I think why can't you just make restroom doors that push out? Like, why do they all have to open in?
You still got to touch, though.
You know.
Well, if you need a shower,
with your foot,
use your shoulder,
yeah. Or shoulder,
your
foot, or forehead,
like
or your tongue, or something.
Yeah, just lick it. Use your tongue and push it open. When I was on a cruise ship earlier this year, because I guess they're more worried about germs. You know, if somebody gets
there's been a lot of outbreaks of like a lot of illnesses, and if you're on a ship and you get one of those illnesses, it's pretty bad.
If
nowhere to run, nowhere to hide,
yeah,
on a ship.
Spreads through the ship pretty fast.
So in the restrooms there, they have a little napkin holder that's right next to the door, and there's a picture of people. You're supposed to take one of those napkins and use them to push over the door.
Well, in the,
push open the door.
Yeah. Well, so. And the ship I was on, they had Purell dispensers, stand-up dispensers next to the elevators for the buttons on the elevator.
That's an important one, too.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that like the second most contaminated
mm-hmm.
place in an office building?
Yeah.
With the first being the microwave.
The microwave button to push it open.
Now that we've got the bathrooms all covered for you, Bert, here's something else for you to worry about.
To freak out about?
Mm-hmm. This is actually from a doctor. He's trying to figure out how to avoid handshakes. Because he said so many people, especially during, you know, cold season, don't wash it. Like, people will go an entire day without washing their hands.
Mm-hmm. Sneeze into it.
Like an entire day.
Mm-hmm.
And I've gotten into the habit when I cough now of using, they want you to use the fabric of your shirt. But people, like, Melissa pointed this out a while ago, how much people touch their face and stuff without even thinking
about
it.
That's how you get sick. It's not the fact that your hands are dirty. It's the fact that you touch your nose, you touch your mouth, you touch your eyes. Like, you know, after I had my transplant, that was the hardest thing for me to do because that was the number one thing they said, do not touch your face anymore. And just try. Try to go through the rest of today without touching your face. And you can't do it.
So
don't they say like the bottom of purses are the worst, right?
Well, they're pretty nasty because you notice how you always put your purse on the floor when you go anywhere to sit down or whatever. The bottom of your purse is pretty nasty.
So this doctor, he's an infectious disease specialist, so he knows what he's talking about. With all of his friends and acquaintances, they just do the
Howie Mandel.
The fist pound.
Pound it.
They will not, yep.
Still skin on skin. I don't really like that.
But he won't shake hands.
I don't. How about just a little piece on
How about the elbow?
And skin on skin?
No, wear long sleeves.
Some people on college campuses with colds and flu, it's spread on message boards and everything that you just do a Japanese style bow.
I'd love that.
No touching.
Okay, I'm going to do that today. I'm just going to go to somebody and say, hey, Melissa, I'm just going to bow real slow.
Hello, Melissa-san.
They go to shake your hand.
When they stick their hand out instead of doing that, you just.
Melissa went to Benihana this weekend. She's getting all Asian on us.
Took it a little seriously.
Kelly Clarkson does it. She hugs.
Yeah. Hey, Ashley, you're on Q100.
Hi, am I on?
Yeah.
You are.
Good morning, guys. I love you guys.
Thank you.
I want to tell you that I can't really say who I work for, but I actually work. I'm a beauty advisor at a makeup counter in the mall.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I have been obsessed with germs because my dad has been OCD since I was a child. So I've been raised and instilled of you don't do touch this, blah, blah, blah. But the testers at the makeup counter, ladies, oh, God, please just don't touch them, please.
Pretty bad,
like the eyeshadows, women stick their finger in there and test it and see if it, looks good, or the lipsticks. Just don't touch them, please. I mean, I have a personal alcohol bottle, pure alcohol bottle I take with me everywhere and spray, like, the handles at the grocery store and everything, like on the buggies.
Yeah, those are pretty nasty. The makeup counter does freak me out. I won't do, the only tester I will do is a perfume.
Right.
But I will not do the other stuff because that's kind of gross.
Isn't that the quickest way to get, like, pink eye, that thing that Snoop has all the time?
What is?
No, he's got a different version of pink eye.
If you guys are, like, using some of those testing things on your eyes.
I'm sure it can, because, I mean, what people don't know is, like, even in mascara, there's, like, stuff in your mascara to help keep germs at bay, the germs that you keep putting in your mascara. So if you use mascara for a long time, you need to throw it out, because whatever they put in there, kind of goes old over time. I forgot what it is, but it's something there specifically for the germs you keep putting in there from your eye.
Fun talk. Nasty. Really fun. Hey, Joy, you're on Q100.
Hey. I work for an environmental company, and my boss refuses to shake hands with people. What he does is he touches their elbow, and that's his handshake.
That's what
you
said,
the elbow thing's working.
But still, it's still skin on skin, I guess, but you're not touching your elbow to your face or anything like that, so it certainly is safer.
Well, and I want to go back to Jeff saying the hug. Like, that's all cool and stuff, but do not kiss me. I don't need to be kissed when we see each other, because I...
Save all that.
I don't want to be rude, but because, again, I can't touch my hands to my face. I can't kiss you. I cannot kiss you because I may get something from you, and I'm not trying to offend you, but you don't know how nasty you are. So the huggers are people who always feel the need to add an extra piece of intimacy with the hug, and I don't need it.
I'm trying to come up with something that's intimate yet germ safe, so I'm going to just start lightly touching my face against a person's breast. because it's covered in clothing and everything, but it's still intimate because it's my face.
Like a cat.
So it's just going to be a little butterfly kiss of the breast is what I'm going for, which is awkward when you meet guys, but if you hang out with a good group of women, it's totally worth it.
The Burt Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.